Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Danny, we appreciate you jumping on with us, brother.
Gentlemen, how we doing? It's bittersweet, you know? I mean, we're getting towards the end of the season. It's the final week. It's usually the best week of college football. It's a great football weekend, but it does mean that we're getting close to the end of the road. But it's been a fun year, man. It's great to catch up with you guys again.
Well, listen, a lot of people are this is a big weekend for a lot of people here in this area. A&M, Texas, face off. And my question to you is, does this game really mean anything, I mean, in real life, when it comes to Texas and their chances at a college football playoff? Are they still alive if they win this?
No. Texas is done. That's the reality. Texas's playoff hopes were dashed, really. I mean, you go back and look when they lost on the road at Florida. That's the loss that's going to keep them out. But then, if you didn't believe it then, which I thought it was then, losing to Georgia the way they did is what kept them out and really put the nail in the coffin. Because I do think if they had lost by under a touchdown, maybe a field goal game on the road, then I think maybe they would have survived it. But you can't afford to lose to a bad Florida team, and then you definitely can't afford to lose the way you did, getting dominated by the Georgia Bulldogs. So, unfortunately, I think it's just for bragging rights and a better bowl that you would play in for the Texas Longhorns, because I do not believe that they are in the mix for the college football playoff. There's too many good 10-2 teams that are kind of stacked up in front of you that just you're not going to jump over them. I know that was a popular conversation. Could there be a 9-3 team? I thought there could be, but it really had to shape up where you saw a lot of carnage across college football, and you just haven't gotten it like I think I thought and some people thought.
What about the game itself? I mean, obviously A&M is having a hell of a year, and Texas seems to have maybe gotten a little bit better, figured some things out on the offensive line, but at the same time their defense has been ran through a couple of times of late. Like, how do you see that game playing out in Austin?
Oh, I mean, it's going to be a fun one. And I think, you know, I think there's a lot. It's interesting because, you know, I hear a lot of people that say the playoffs and everything's dominant by the playoffs, right? Like, who's going to get into playoffs? And clearly A&M can afford to lose this game, and they're still fine. It does mix up things in the SEC championship game, though, so it could impact your bye. It could impact where you're playing. So, like, what does that mean? Like, does it mean more for Texas? I think it probably does, because I do think Texas, if they lose this game, it's like, all right, outside of Oklahoma, where's the quality win? And Vanderbilt's a good win, but this is a rivalry. I still think it goes back to just good old-fashioned hate. Like, this is one of those ones where you want to beat your rival, and it's an opportunity for Texas to put an emphatic exclamation point on a season where if A&M wins this one, I think it's great, and it probably gets them it guarantees them a bye in the playoff. Because I think if you're undefeated going into the SEC championship game, I don't think the committee would drop you outside the top four no matter what happens in the SEC championship game. But on the field, I think it's a great matchup. I think it's fun. I think it's a reason the point spread is so tight, because A&M, I think, and I like A&M a ton, but I do think when you start diving deep on their schedule, it's like, how many quality wins do they have? How many times have they been tested? And was that South Carolina comeback? Was that an incredible comeback, which it was, or was that more a sign of, uh-oh, is Texas A&M not as good as their record? I think all those questions are valid. So I think both of these teams would love to see a win here. So I don't, you know, for all the ramifications, what it means in the playoffs, I still think this is just a game that both teams really want to go out there and try to win it.
Danny,
so, go ahead.
Do you think that these teams want to play? I heard a conversation, maybe you having a conversation. Do you think these teams even care to play in the title game, in the conference title game I'm talking about, as it pertains to the playoffs?
I think they do. I think they're preached so long about what it means, you know, to win an SEC championship. I do think they do, but I think it's a great fallback. Like, and that's where I do wonder, and I looked at Ohio State, Michigan the same way. You know, there's these huge rivalry games, and if you lose, you're still fine if you're A&M. Like, you still know you're going to the playoffs. You still know you're there. If you're Texas and you lose, man, it really can, like, it really just, it hurts a lot deeper. Same thing with Ohio State, Michigan. And I do wonder if that gives a mental edge to the team that kind of needs it more, where it means more to the team that doesn't have that fallback option. Like, if Ohio State loses to Michigan, they're still in the playoffs. Yeah. Same thing with Texas A&M. But, like, I think going into the game, but there's got to be a human nature aspect to it, where just deep down inside, if you're losing, you're like, well, we're still going to advance. We're still going to play. You know, like, there's something there. Maybe it's even like in your subconscious where it's like a fallback option. But going in, I do think everybody wants to win this game. And I think Texas A&M, imagine what it would mean to Texas A&M to win the SEC. You know, that's huge. But I think it would mean more, just like it did to Ohio State last year. Would they have liked to won the Big Ten? Would they have liked to have beaten Michigan? Yeah, but a national championship sure made that an easier pill to swallow.
Danny Cannell joins us, and check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff, Heisman, and college football week 14 lines. Danny, is Texas Tech, are they Big 12 conference good, or are they national championship good?
I think their defense is unequivocally national championship good. I'm a little bit concerned about their offense.
Yeah,
I know they've blown out some teams, but like when I watched the game against BYU, it's kind of crazy because they whooped up on BYU. They won 29-7, but I almost felt like they should have won 45-7. Maybe I'm being nitpicky, but I do worry about a couple things. One, you know, Baron Morton he's good. Is he a difference maker? He hasn't shown that yet. And then the other thing I'm worried about is Will Hammond, who did come into that Utah game and looked awesome. If you remember that game, Baron Morton had a couple interceptions, did not look great. Will Hammond came in. He's gone for the year. So I also worry from an aspect of Baron Morton, who's been knocked around pretty good this season. Like, if he's not healthy, then they really have a concern at depth. So I think they are national championship caliber on defense. And I guess the thing I would say is there's always room for improvement, right? Like, Baron Morton could surprise me, and he could get better and he could play. But I'm a little bit worried about him against the better defenses they might have to go up against.
Let's talk a little bit about Lane Kiffin, man, the biggest story in college football right now, right? I mean, it's I can believe that we're here. the former player in me is borderline pissed off that this is where we're at, where it's okay for this kind of stuff to go on when you were at a school that could arguably be having the best season they've ever had and potential national champion. We're here. We're talking about the damn head coach. So I hate that we're here, Danny, but we are, and it's reality. It's 2025 college football. Your thoughts on how it's impacting the team, how it will impact the team. Where do you think Lane Kiffin ends up? What's your feel for that situation at Ole Miss?
I agree with most everything you said. Like, I hate this. I do think Lane, I honestly think Lane may not know, which is kind of crazy when you're thinking about what's at stake. But if he knew he was going to stay at Ole Miss, then I think he could have, they've had an offer on the table here for at least 3 weeks, right? That he's, hey, this is our offer, take it or leave it. And he's chosen to leave it for now. And so his family's looking in Baton Rouge, they're looking in Gainesville, which I understand because if he's not sure, he wants to do his due diligence, have his fam, talk to his family, see what they think about all the options that are on the table. But I feel like if he knew and he was going to stay, I do think he would have done what every other, like done what Brent Lashley did at SMU, done what Matt Rhule did at Nebraska. He could have taken that road and said, I'm staying. I'm going to sign the deal on the dotted line, but he didn't. But what I'm probably most surprised about is that he's very coy, right? It's kind of, I think he thinks it's cute and he kind of, you know, he likes the attention that he gets. But I do wonder what's going on in the minds of those players. You know, I bet they're tired of getting the runaround and saying, I'm here for the rest, you know, I'm going to commit it to the rest of the season, but he's only talking about the regular season. Well, what about a national championship run? Like, I'm surprised that he hasn't told them in the locker room, hey, I'm not going anywhere. But he can't because I don't think he knows. Yeah. So I really do think it comes down to he just may not know. I think he's staying at Ole Miss. That's just a hunch. Like, I think that because I really wonder how you survive this. But he doesn't care what people think. He doesn't care what you or I think. He's going to do whatever suits him best. But I just feel like when it all comes, the rubber hits the road. I think I'm going to believe him when he said he was happy at Ole Miss. Like, they love him. And if he comes back and there's a big announcement from them, I think it's like then they can catch momentum in the playoffs. And that could really re-energize the locker room, which on the flip side, if he leaves, you wonder where the team goes from there. Like, who's helming the ship? And maybe they can pull together and say, screw that guy. We're going to rally around each other. But it just really makes me wonder. The whole carousel and the dominoes that will fall, where do Florida and LSU go? If their number one target is very clear, that is their target, where do they go then? But I don't know. I honestly, it's the wildest thing I've seen, that you just have a coach who I honestly think does not know what he's going to do.
Real quick, Danny, as you just talked about it there, there's a lot, like there's LSU, there's Florida, Ole Miss. Somebody's not getting Lane. Two of those schools aren't getting Lane. There's Penn State. There's big openings. Is there a coach that nobody's really thinking about out there that could potentially be in the mix that could be a surprise right now?
I will say 100% yes. But if you asked me to name him, I'd be like, it's impossible. I just think there's going to be a surprise. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think we could see that one. I mean, I remember vividly Lincoln Riley was the head coach at Oklahoma, and he said, I am not going to LSU. Because there were reports that LSU had a press conference plan, and Lincoln Riley was like, I am not going to LSU. And everybody breathed a big sigh of relief in Oklahoma. And then the next minute you knew he was going to USC. Like, that was a shocker. No one saw that coming. I do think there's another move like that. And I even know Lincoln Riley was brought up to go to LSU this year. Like, I don't think it's him, but I think there's some really good coaches at some really good schools that would be willing to take these jobs. And I think Penn State included in that one, too.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So I think there will be a surprise that's coming, because it just feels this. It's just too wide. There's too many great jobs available. And I do think you could see that happen, where you'll see somebody leave a good program, that a program will be stunned that somebody left them.
All right, Danny, that's enough talking about the top dogs. I can't have you on and not ask you a selfish question, man. My Hogs are in need of a desperate overhaul here with one of these, and I think they're going to go the direction of one of the young coaches. Obviously, I'd love Brett Lashley's a friend of mine. I'd love for that to have happened. But one of these young guys, the cat at UCLA, are you at South Florida, the cat at Memphis, the cat at North Texas. Any of the young coaches that you have covered and know or heard are the next big thing. Who do you like?
Dude, Alex Golish at USF is awesome. I think he's really good. I think he's sharp. I'm really impressed with the job he's done building a winner there. Eric Morris at North Texas, that's who I think probably is the guy. He's really sharp. He's, you know, he's young. He's only 40 years old. He's got a team that's been really competitive since he's been there. You know, he's had ties to Texas Tech. I think he'd bring a fun offense there. I think that school, like, I think Arkansas does is kind of hungry for you saw that with Bobby Petrino infusing some life in that offense. I think that's what they want to see. So I think he could be somebody they would like, but I do tend to agree. I would have loved Rhett Lashley too. Now, as an ACC guy, I think SMU is sort of one of those jobs that people don't realize how much money they have, and you can win consistently there, as he's proven already. So I think that probably would have been my number one target. But I would say probably Eric Morris from North Texas, the one I think they'll probably lean towards. And I do think he'd be a pretty exciting hire for them too.
That's who I went, man. You got to find a guy. I'm not a big air raid guy. I like it, but I'm not a big beat the drum, the air raid drum. But I do like the identity. You got an identity. You know exactly who you can do more with less. I love the thought that, you know, all the quarterbacks that he has been a part of developing and identifying and ultimately paying nowadays. And so that's who that's who I was going with, man. And so good to hear that, man. I hope we can get a good one and get that thing rolling.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.